Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up here at 5:08, we will drink and toast in the weekend with a shot of the day. But first time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
As we jump right into the birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
Guys, Ola Bacholas, today is my son Tristan's 23rd birthday. He's a great kid who's still living at home and can't decide what to major in college. So could he get some advice from the captain and Cocaine Ted on what to do now that he doesn't want to be an engineer or do advanced math? And maybe some dad jokes from Miles. We love you from Mom, Dad, and Bear Bear.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. Happy birthday, Aaron. So you don't want to do the old advanced math and the engineering. Don't let that set you mad. The old Capitan is always hiring. In fact, you can get a job on the old SS Guppy working on the poop deck. But just know that the poop deck on the old Guppy is also known as the Woom Broom or the Flavor Saver. That's right. The captain's moustache. Crunch berries.
All right, listen, man. You're 23 and you came to a cokehead for advice. Pure and simple. Number one, do some drugs. You're not doing drugs, probably get into them. Number two, once you're hyped up on these drugs, you reach out to old Capitan. You set sail in the cocaine ocean.
Oh, yeah.
Hope you like poppers.
All right, Dad Joke Friday or, Dad Joke Friday.
Yeah, Dad Joke Friday.
Dad Joke Friday, the whole
thing. I thought you just Dad Joke every day of the week here.
Yeah, but it's Friday, so it's Dad Joke Friday.
Yeah, Dad Joke
Sorry.
Friday.
Come on, man.
Did you guys hear that Greenland is trying to claim a territory in northern Canada?
No.
The Canadians are having none of it.
I like it.
Territory up there that most people don't like.
Nunavut.
Yeah, Nunavut. Guys at the bank, an old lady asked me to help her check her balance.
So you pushed her?
I pushed her.
It's pretty bad, lady.
My date thought I was from the Middle East.
Oh, yeah?
When she asked if I wanted kids, I ran. Here's one of my favorites of the day. You guys ready for this one? This might be my favorite.
Mike already has a look on his face.
Why don't kids in China believe in Santa Claus? Again, why don't kids in China believe in Santa Claus?
Why?
Because they make the toys.
Don't look at me.
Come on, man.
What?
That's funny.
Aloha. No, I'm sorry.
What's that, Miles? You got that one from the writers?
Yes, I did. Guys, today's my wife's 40th birthday. We moved from Seattle to Maryland last year and have been enjoying listening to you guys and still visiting the places you talk about. So can I get some thrill shotgun gets and the dirty Germans discussing the after party? Maybe your penis is too small. Thanks, you guys, for getting me through the D.C. traffic each and every day. That from Dave.
The penis is too small.
Get Get it. Yeah, unfortunately, in Deutschland, what we call the after party is also known in here in the United States as pregnancy.
Yeah, the after party is a lot of things going on. So now that you're Maryland, your wife should be used to tartar sauce on her face.
Yeah, and crabs.
The sauce is white, Mike, with relish.
Yeah, gentleman's relish.
And Bachelors, my good friend Autumn turns 48 today. Can she hear the Pat Sajak Dirty Germans on how the 48 is way more fun position than the 69? And a couple of dad jokes. Thanks, guys. That from Brett. Sajak.
Oh, my bad.
It's a 48 position.
She wants a D, and she's going to get one.
Yeah, as you think about the 48 position, that is fun. You must dislocate two kneecaps and invite three other people into the bedroom, but it is worth it in the end.
Oh, yeah, see, I'm looking it up now. It's a Kama Sutra. That's a 48.
Yeah.
That's really.
Yeah. So, you know, it's sad. For years, we couldn't even look at that book. It's the whole Deutschland.
Dad Joke Friday. Guys, my mom and my dad were quite the opposite.
Well,
my mom was always right. My dad left. A seal walks into a bar. Bartender says, what'll it be? Seal replies, anything but a Canadian club. Get it? Canadian club,
yeah.
Guys, I came in second place in the Fidel Castro competition.
Oh, yeah?
Close, but no cigar. A woman is at the doctor waiting for test results when the doctor enters the room. Okay, it appears you have an acute angina. Woman says, thank you, doctor, but I'm happily married. Thanks, Doc. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yaza Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefly.
Thank you, Mom. Okay, we got him. Hello. Hello.
What's going on? What's happening? What's new?
Ladies and gentlemen, you know him as a lead singer for Blind Thought and Dreev. Let's give it up for Brent Smith, everyone.
Let's go. That was the most amazing thing ever. Oh, my God. I thought this was going to be a dreb. You just threw it on me, man. I love it. What's happening, y'all?
We're doing well. How are you, sir?
I'm great, man. It's good to hear your voice.
Yeah, it's been 20 years.
Somewhere around there.
Not that long. Not that long. We were just in Seattle.
No, I know that.
Well,
yeah,
I know, but yeah, we didn't see you. We even said, hey, are they going to swing by? You know, we've been doing this for you, but no. Brent can't come by anymore.
It's been a minute. I guess it has been a minute. Like, all the executives came to the show. They, like, left you at the station. You
had
to do all the real work.
Yeah, that's because they got a credit card and they go to dinner.
Yeah, we pay for their credit cards and they can go.
How you been, man? Everything good?
What, it seems like I think there may be some news here about us coming back this December.
Oh, that is correct.
So maybe it'll be our turn to use our credit card to take you guys.
Oh, yeah. That would actually be awesome.
Nice.
Actually, we'll just use Zach's. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just grab one of them.
Bring it on, man. It's an open line of credit. Let's go.
That's right. Unwrapped, the Acoustic Holiday. It's going down on December 12th, Angel of the Winds Arena. You're coming up here with Zach for a special acoustic set. We appreciate that, man. Everyone's looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like, the cool thing about it was, you know, first of all, it gives us an excuse to see our dear friends, you know, in Seattle. And
nice.
But the other side of it, too, is it's, you know, when you can do it acoustic, everybody kind of has an idea, like, well, what is that going to be like? You'll have to come to the show and find out. Usually when it's just me and Zach, there's no choreography, so it turns into a comedy act.
Okay, I was going to ask you, man.
Like, sees us for the first time, me and Zach, they're like, we didn't really realize you were funny.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, thanks.
Well, that's great.
That's not always a compliment. Yeah. But, you know, when it does come to doing stuff acoustic, all right, so you guys have done some acoustic stuff together. Are you doing that, or are you going to grab anything that, like, in your mind, there's no way we can pull this off acoustically, so let's give it a try acoustically?
Oh, that's probably the reason to do it the most, is if something, you know, the quintessential idea of, oh, it's probably not going to translate acoustically, like if it's a heavy song or people only know a, you know, more of a punk rock style or just something that's got, you know, more RPMs, like, well, you can't, like, you know, turn that into a acoustic song. Like 80 to 90% of the material that Shinedown that we write, it'll start all melody and message. So it's mainly about, like, the melody and the lyric. So a lot of it starts on an acoustic guitar or a piano. We'll build tracks out a lot of times, you know, depending on what the style of the song is. But that's what makes it fun, man.
You know, I was going to ask.
You're very exposed. When it's just an acoustic guitar, you're very exposed.
But you made a good point, man, because most people I know that write music, right, even some crunchy, thunderous metal band, it typically starts in their bedroom on an acoustic guitar or, like you said, their Casio keyboard or strummed it out on piano.
Yeah, I mean, an example of that, like I've been asked before about that is, you know, for me to give an example of like a song that's notably, you know, a heavy track that works very well acoustic because people are kind of shocked that it was recorded or the idea came from an acoustic is the song The Sound of Madness. That literally came from me just kind of humming the riff of the song, which was just simply me being like, you know, da na 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 da 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 da, and then just transposing that basically on an acoustic. We put all the bells and whistles on it later, but the core of that song was written on an acoustic guitar.
All right, man, if I were to go through your phone, right, like some people want to send nudie pics and all that. No. I want to hear how many a cappella song ideas you've screened into your phone that have not become songs yet. Like you said, just the da 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 da.
Like here, real fast. Put you on speaker.
All right.
Let me look here. Give me a second. I know it's radio. Time's a wasting. Let's see. 2,317.
Wow.
Voice memos.
And it's just you. Just, you just have a melody, and you just get you sing out what 10 seconds of it. Like, all right, cool.
I'm looking at this. I can take a screenshot and send this stuff to you too. Like, it's funny because some stuff is 12 seconds, minute and a half, 7 minutes. 3 minutes, 45 seconds.
Sure.
It's just whatever the idea is, or sometimes I'll just leave, you know, the voice memo rolling. Like if I'm in the car or something like that, I'll just hit it if I have like ideas and I got like a long drive. So it's all over the place.
Do you ever have to excuse yourself from a play? And it's one thing to get an idea if you're in the car. It's another thing I'm at a restaurant with my family, but it's like, hey guys, look, I got to go outside and record my little voice riff here. Otherwise I'll forget.
Yeah. Totally, 100%. I would just do that. Like if I literally like was somewhere and I just had something pop into my head out of the blue. But you know, I always look at it like this: if the universe gave it to me at that moment in time, don't ever disrespect the gift that the universe gave you. And
what about
yourself,
a funeral?
I'll think about it. I'll do it later.
Hold on, you're at somebody's funeral. You are at someone's funeral, they're being eulogized, and you're like, ah, crap, man, I got to be this guy and step out. Like, would you step out of that?
Yeah.
I was saying that was the whole thing with John Tesh.
What's that?
John Tesh is, like, overseas. He gets the round ball rock, like, idea, leaves it on his old school answering machine, gets home 3 weeks later and writes that song.
Really?
That's crazy. Yeah.
Talking to Brent from A Blind Thought and a Dream. Also a part of Shinedown, along with Zach Myers.
The fact that you brought those out is extraordinary. Now people should go online and go look up Blind Thought and Dream and have their minds blown.
Blown.
What would they hear? Is it even reasonably close to Shinedown or a completely different direction?
Aside from like, what's interesting about that, some people are like, do you not just absolutely cringe that people know about that? I'm like, absolutely not. Like, the thing is, I still keep in contact with the majority. Like, I have a text chain, actually, with all the guys, except for the drummer in Blind Thought, like myself and Zach and Taylor and Eric. Those are my buds from there. And Adam was the name of the drummer, but I just haven't had any contact with him in years, but we have like, you know, a text chain with each other. And, we always try to at least once a year, pick like 3 or 4 days. We'll get together with each other and just hang out. And same thing with Dreve. I still talk to those guys as well. I don't see them as much. They're still in Knoxville, Tennessee. Most of them are. I've still stayed in really close contact with those guys. But I think that people, if you look it up online, what they would see is a young me kind of just, you know, trying to figure himself out.
Sure. Is it easier for you to sit down and do acoustic based on the fact you guys have so much energy when you're on stage?
Right.
And I mean, you are just all over the place. So is it, do you find a different range when you can just sit down and hear yourself?
I mean, it just depends on the vibe of the show and, you know, what direction we take the songs and kind of like what the set list is. I mean, we did for the first time ever, we hadn't been able to do like an acoustic full show, me and Zach, outside of North America or Canada. And so earlier this year, we actually played Download, in the UK. Damn. And then we stayed an extra 2 nights. And then the second day that we were there, we actually played about 2 hours and 6 minutes. We were on stage. We did 24 songs.
Jesus.
Just me and Zach acoustic, because we had never done it in London before. We had never really done a full acoustic show. That was probably one of the loudest and wildest shows we've ever had. We were in a facility that held like about 3,500 people. They put the show on sale. It sold out in something like 12 minutes.
Jesus.
Or something like that. And, but the show, when you do it acoustic, it's just a different thing. A lot of times it also gives us a little bit of
a way of explaining like what these songs are and where they came from. So sometimes it can have like a storyteller's vibe, but we always throw curveballs at people and we'll play different cover songs that people wouldn't have expected us to do and things of that nature. And obviously we're playing Shinedown stuff, but also me and Zach have a side project that we do called Smith and Meyer. So we actually have a lot of material.
Yeah. Do you ever, when you say like you say kind of like songwriters thing, or we're going to explain what the song's about, do you ever just blatantly lie just to take the other guy off guard? Like, hey, man, this is the story when Zach killed a hooker in Brazil. Hit it.
Well, you know what? Who's really good at that is Eric. When we do like a trifecta, or it's me, Eric, and Zach, and it's like an acoustic thing or something like that. Eric loves to like make up stories about where certain things, like what is the what's the background to this song? And then Eric will just take it over, and me and Barry just kind of sit back in awe.
Awesome. Like, this story. Where is this going to go?
So me personally, like when we're doing it, when we're having acoustic shows, like if it's just me and Zach, you know what? Yeah, probably we've done, it does kind of turn into this comedic type of show only because me and Zach just like to bust on each other. So there's no choreography. So there's always some pretty wild stories being told.
Hey, Brent, I just want to give you a warning. If we introduce you at the Unwrapped show that you'll be playing with us a little bit later this year, we're going to lie on your behalf. We're going to lie and say, hey, look, two of these, I don't want to say which two songs, but two of these songs are about the one time he saw me and my wife expressing the anal glands of a bulldog. If you pay attention, you'll tell which song it is.
Yeah. Unwrapped an acoustic holiday.
You actually want people to buy tickets to this show.
Yes, they will. They will. Speaking of that, tickets are on sale now. All the details at KISW.com. Brent and Zach, you're playing with Pretty Reckless. You're playing with Daughtry, Hollywood Undead, and Mammoth.
Are you kidding me, though? Like, that's, I mean, I don't know, you know, people listening to this, like, you know, I'm very big, like, we're stoked to be a part of that. But just the lineup you just said, Daughtry, the Pretty Reckless, Mammoth, and Hollywood Undead, get out of here, dude.
Yeah.
And it's acoustic?
And you're the headliner.
Yeah,
oh, there's no love for us being there. You know, we'll be there. He says nothing. Yeah, you mentioned Pretty Reckless. It's like, oh, well, now it's worth my time.
As long as we're lying, I'm going to tell everybody.
But are you guys going to perform as well? Or are you doing shtick in between everything? Or are you just
I will tell you what.
All
right, listen.
Come out,
we'll figure it out.
And, like, show us your job.
Hey, man, look, we have a house band. I'm not saying we're good, but we do exist.
Oh, all right? Jesus.
So, in theory, I'm going to run this by Castanella and give us two or three songs.
What we should learn, like, a Christmas song together. You guys can come up during our set, and we can do a Christmas song together.
What did we play before, Mike? What was
Christmas and Hollis.
Yeah. Mike and I sang Christmas and Hollis.
Christmas and Hollis, and what was the other one we did for Couch Riffs?
Father
Christmas.
Oh,
yeah. Kiss of Money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I can sing Rocky Top 2 if you need it.
For your friends there in Knoxville.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, go Vols.
Brent Smith.
Everybody that knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's just going to be me and you. But, man, you play Rocky Top, I'm going to lose it.
Brent Smith and Zach Myers of Shinedown will be joining us for the Unwrapped and Acoustic Holiday. Tickets are on sale now, KISW.com. It'll get here quicker than we think. So we're looking forward to seeing you again, Brent.
We'll be opening the show with Rocky Top.
Okay.
Nice.
Very good. Very good. Great talking to you, brother. We'll see you soon.
Thank you guys so much. We appreciate you very much. Much love.
Yeah, you got it, man.
See ya.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up at 5:08, we will drink and toast in the weekend with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. A new study found that people who tweet on X between the hours of midnight and 5 a.m. report less well-being than daytime users.
You don't say.
What if you post on anything at that time?
No kidding.
To me, if you're not leaving a concert or a sporting event, like, why are you posting at that time?
Right.
Not for any good reason.
Graveyard shift.
Yeah. Unless you're 80 years old and you're just up all night.
Exactly. And even then, that's probably not best for your mental health.
No, absolutely not.
Sometimes somebody
there's evidence of that.
Somebody will put out like can't sleep tonight. This like I'm like all right. But you're right. Like again, we don't need to do research.
No,
if you're posting on social media between midnight and 5 a.m. your local time, something's probably
also,
not great.
Also, aren't you looking for a dialogue? Aren't you looking for a discussion?
You should be.
There's nobody there.
No.
There's nobody home. You know, either asleep.
Right. If you're supposed to be sleeping and you're just doom scrolling on the internet, you're not doing
it.
Okay.
If you have a friend halfway around the world and you want to chat with them, I get it. Because they're up. But that's not what you're doing.
No, not at all. Research suggests rich people tend to act more unethically.
You don't say.
Who'd have thought that?
You're kidding me.
Yeah. That's they tend to act more.
So wait
suggests.
Like cheating the system.
What?
Not getting taxed fairly.
Yeah.
Having your identity protected because of horrible things you've done in the past. It's amazing. It is amazing. That is cool. Who would have thought that?
I would have no idea.
Man, I ought to meet some rich people now.
I'm glad that we did this study to clear that out.
Yep. It definitely helps.
Doesn't have any wealthy people, so we're lucky here.
That is a broke ass town.
We really are. We're well-to-do. You know, we're very modest.
Well, what's it? Well-heeled?
Healed.
Yes, if I was rich, I'd build a bike lane.
Oh.
I would.
A bike lane?
Yeah, for the bicyclists.
What, near your place?
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Just like half-track.
Who would do that?
I would have bus lanes on every major road.
Yeah.
You know, reduce one lane for the cars and just have one bus lane all the time.
I'd put speed bumps on the evacuation routes.
Me too.
Because that's real smart.
I would plan to do a light rail system.
Yeah.
I have one buddy that's done well in life, and his line that always kills me is like, there's always tickets available. Like, well, yeah, because you're going to spend a crazy amount of money.
Right. Yes.
Like, for normal people, that thing is sold out.
Right. I don't need a mortgage payment to go and see a concert.
Right.
Come on now. Put your thinking caps on, gents. Time for the Merriam-Webster word of the day. I'm going to say this that you guys have, in my idea, like a 10% success chance on this one. But it's an O word, and it's a verb meaning to anticipate and prevent something. To anticipate and prevent something. I just realized I never sent Tim the actual link. My bad, Tim.
Oh!
You'll be fine, Tim.
Something.
To anticipate and prevent something.
Because to anticipate, I think, like, organize, but now to prevent something...
An O word.
Do we have any shot at this?
No.
You have like a 10%
chance of it. No.
Obstruct.
Obviate.
Obviate.
Like, oh, wait, look, I'm obviating.
Oh, no.
Exactly.
You see, don't get pregnant.
No sex tonight.
I know.
You were a little bit agitated earlier, and I wonder what was
going on. So now she's obviating.
I told you.
I just want chocolate.
Stop telling me to calm down.
Why is it hot in here?
Why don't you pick dinner tonight?
Yeah. I don't want anything. I'm not hungry. I got no appetite.
Well, I'm going to go get this. Well, what are you eating me? You just told me
you're not hungry.
Well, I am.
If I have to eat one more toasted ravioli with you.
Oh, those raviolis are delicious.
I know. He goes to a bar that has really good ones. That's why I make
it. New research discourages checking emails while you're busy, as phishing scams work best in that particular brain environment.
Again, why are they doing studies on this? When you're mildly distracted and can't give your full attention to something, someone trying to commit fraud has a better chance. Never would have guessed that.
That's the only time one of those things almost got me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You're distracted?
Because you're distracted.
Completely distracted or whatever. And they're just like, we're going to cut off. You know, you got to pay us right now. It's
right.
Like, what? And it took me about 10 minutes before I realized, like, oh, you're trying to scam me.
Yeah.
But same thing. I was already flustered that day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to do a study, and the end of the study is going to say, all right, we did a study, and it finds out 95% of the studies we shared, we don't need to tell you that. You already knew.
And we didn't need to do that study.
Our study has concluded the most studies you already knew the answer to.
Yeah, like, I don't have to do a study to realize that, on average, beer drinkers eat more chicken wings.
Right.
There's just a proximity to them.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And when you're done with school, stop studying.
Yeah. Because this is the stuff you end up studying.
Because now you're just doing this.
Right. We don't need to study this. We know this. People with, common sense and just...
That's all.
People have cars. Sometimes drive them on the road.
Researchers are attempting to censor AI to suppress harmful content, but it's making it difficult for it to speak accurately at all.
Well, I mean,
so I get what they're doing.
AI. There's no emotion or morality involved in it. If you're saying you can't say certain things, but you're asking for the truth, it can't get your cake and eat it too.
That's right.
Maybe it can be offensive, but it can also tell the truth. Or
exactly,
you can have it get false statements, but it says it real nice.
You're still fat.
Yeah.
Right. So basically, it's just going to be like a human.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, but the difference is, a human, I know when I can lie but still be nice. Like, I don't have to be mean when I tell the truth. AI does not have the differentiation.
Correct.
Right? That's all.
The AI is kind of the definition of truth hurts.
Yeah.
I know. It's just...
It does not have feelings, so it's not worried about you.
Right.
You are fat and ugly. Right. Based on the info that we've pulled up from research around the world, there is no country where you'd be attractive. You are the least hit porn tab on any porn site we've gone to. You have no hope. That's the way AI would say. As a human being, we can't say, Jesus Christ, you're the ugliest person I know. What we say is, hey, there's someone out there for everyone.
That's right.
But, right? But AI doesn't
there's
say that.
There's a hook
that.
For every fish.
It says, you are fat, you are ugly, your acne is uncontrollable.
And you're bald.
And you're bald.
Your dog doesn't even like you.
Oh, your dog sleeps on the couch by choice.
Based on our algorithm, your dog does not like you.
Oh, God. The Rubik's Cube got a $300 makeover that comes as a 2x2x2 shape, complete with screens and apps.
Come on.
So now instead of the 3x3x3 cube, it's a 2x2x2 cube. So it's only 4 per side.
But each one has like a different app.
It's got a little screen on it, yeah.
I'm boycotting it.
Same.
Keep it the way it was.
I'm not going to buy this.
It worked for Cracker Barrel.
Couldn't solve it before.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is that looking at it, like, it didn't look like something that you solved. I think it was screens on every side, so then the screens would come up like, solve this. I would imagine. I didn't look too deep into it, but I looked at
Tensor.
It.
Like,
hold on, I'm looking at it now.
Right? It does.
All right.
It's a Rubik's Cube,
it's
only
the same size, right? But you have these 4 screens.
In just concept, but it looks nothing. It's like, it's not plastic. It's all tech.
It's $300.
$300, and it's and that's,
you know what, I'm going to retract my statement. Good for the nerds. Have fun.
Right.
I'm a thrill. I can never solve them. Like, what am I getting upset?
What I'm looking at here, so I don't know if this does it all the time, but the different screens will put up different colors.
So that's one changes. Of them. Right.
So you're trying, I guess, match up with that. Maybe it switches them around.
I'm not nerdy enough to do this.
No. But you know what? That's something that companies do all the time. You know, how do we reinvent our wheel that we've created? And a lot of the times, they screw it up. And in fact, some people screw it up really, really badly.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
So I went on the internet deep dive for the 10 times companies tried to make something better, but ended up making it worse.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie, the thing that didn't show up for me was the Bop It. I wanted that to be on the list. The Bop It. You remember that, guy? So it was a toy that you had first, and you could either bop it, twist it, or pull it.
Yeah.
Right, it told you what to do.
And then they upgraded it with one more time. That was probably the last good iteration, in my opinion. No, spin it was one, and then flick it. Stop.
Flick it.
Stop.
Flick it.
But all of a sudden, like, more and more started coming on, right? Yeah. And it's like,
pull it. There's only so many things you can do.
Right, it's still the toy. It's like, how do we make the jump rope better? Like, you did it.
How do you make the jump rope better?
You crushed it.
Two-hand tugs.
So this actually goes through a handful of different concepts when it comes to businesses screwing it up. Like, number 10 on the list, they say the Mozilla Firefox Proton redesign, which I know that you guys are all on that.
Absolutely.
So back in 2021, Mozilla released a major user interface update for the Firefox browser codenamed Proton. The redesign aimed to modernize the look with a floating, more spacious tab bar and simplified menus. However, many longtime users complained that the new interface was less efficient and wasted precious screen space, especially with the removal of the popular compact mode. The redesign sparked significant backlash among Firefox diehards who had been loyal to the browser, with some leaving for more customizable alternatives. I was a Firefox guy for the longest time until I had so much outside pressure, like, why are you still using that crap? And now I moved over to Chrome. And that's where I sit all the time. I never thought that the browser had that much power over me.
No, I mean, to me, just like whatever works is what's working.
What do we use here?
Chrome. I am so, like, I'm with you now. But now my phone, right? Like, sometimes you open up stuff and on the iPhone, it takes you to
Safari.
That's what I use. Safari.
I get annoyed. Now I'm like, it's like, if it's not Chrome, it's not. Right.
So what inevitably is the difference? I understand they're different things. So right. I have an iPhone. It's Safari, right?
Right.
I believe we have Chrome here at work, correct. But for my experience, if I go to the same website, whether it's my phone or here, I go to the same place and I don't have problems.
Correct. So it's more for your customizable ability on the browser.
Say that you're no using. More.
You know, for like all the bookmarks that you got there, just kind of the use.
How many bookmarks do you think I have on my phone?
Zero.
You can have a Gmail. Zero. You can have a Hotmail. It's all the same thing.
Gmail does hold a lot more gigas, or it's got a lot more byte space.
Memory, bud. Just say memory. Just make the umbrella statement.
Like, for me, I know that I'm you know, in the minority on this one, but I liked Internet Explorer forever. Like, even when it was Edge, like, I didn't care. But it's garbage. What it's like, it goes to the websites I want to.
I guess people do things that are infinitely more sophisticated than us. So maybe they push the boundaries where they.
But they make it sound like it's an adventure. You know, Internet Explorer.
Yeah.
Safari. Avalanche.
What was the other one? Opera.
Opera?
Ask really? Jeeves?
That was a search engine.
Maybe they'll do like hide and seek.
It's crazy.
Radio Shack rebranding to
Shack.
The Shack.
They have that? See, they serving his chicken?
Back in 2009.
Welcome to the Shack.
Sandwich. You're in the Shack.
Miles. Outside of Radio Shack, generally when you say Shack, it's got to be food.
Right? Try to be realistic.
Struggling to compete in a new technology landscape, Radio Shack intended to rebrand in 2009 to appeal to a younger consumer by adopting the name The Shack. However, the move was confusingly executed, with the company keeping both names simultaneously. Something else did that. Oh, yeah, HBO is kind of going through that identity crisis, too.
Changed my name to Larry. Call me Steve because that's my name.
Right. You can still call me Larry. Shack.
Doesn't matter. Sounds like a bar at the beach.
The Shack.
Right. Yeah. You know, you just go in there. They got like a grass roof.
And then Shocker.
Dude, Shack, what happened to Mike on Saturday? It's like, well, we were at the Shack for like 8 hours.
Right. Say no more. Bottomless iced teas.
Right.
The Gap logo redesign back in 2010. Does anybody remember this? The Gap logo redesign.
Well, so they just put the letters farther apart.
So in 2010, the Gap replaced its classic blue box logo with a generic
Michael Strahan smiley.
Oh, no. Modern design featuring a small blue gradient box and Helvetica text.
That looks to me more computer-ish.
It does.
The one on the right. Like
you asked your kid.
It looks more technology-based. And it doesn't look like a clothing company. Like, the first one, it
But looks, you make clothes.
Right. It looks like a
You're
classic.
Right. It should be like Alfred E. Newman or something.
Right. I mean, exactly. The Gap. There's someone with a big-ass Gap. It was the chick on White Lotus.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Oh, yeah. The online backlash was swift and fierce, with the social media campaign and thousands of parody logos created. After only 6 days, the company abandoned the new logo and returned to its iconic classic design.
You ever think people just do that on purpose, though, to bring attention to your product?
I mean, that was the rumor with IHOP. Remember when it was IHOB for a second there, International House of Burgers? Everybody freaked the hell out.
But they did. They said this is a joke.
Right.
Like with the Gap. I don't know. Here's the thing.
No one's paying attention.
They admitted that it was a mistake, too.
And clothes are just, some brands just go in and out of fashion, right?
Exactly.
So, like, with the Gap, it's not because it was your logo.
No.
I mean, look at Champion. Right?
Now, when I was all a kid, of a sudden, Champion people was are the best. It.
Right. Then it was, like, discount, and now it's, like, expensive again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's the exact same
color. I will say this. I still have a
Converse.
Gap shirt.
Great call.
Gap shirt that I've had for about 12 years.
Yeah.
T-shirt.
It's still great.
It's still, like, somehow it held up.
Yeah.
It was probably, like, 13 to 14 bucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I still like some of my Eddie Bauer stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. Speaking of redesigns, Tropicana packaging redesigned back in 2009. Back in 2009, Tropicana spent $35 million on a package redesign. Think about that for a second. They spent $35 million.
But you can't get a raise. We don't have the money for this, that, and the other. But we spent $35 million.
Mm-hmm. And also, people aren't drinking orange juice.
On words.
The new minimalist cartoon replaced the iconic image of an orange with a straw stuck in it with a generic glass of orange juice and a new logo. The change stripped the brand of its familiar and beloved identity, and customers complained that the new look made it look cheap and difficult to recognize on store shelves.
I was going to say, it would be hard for me to point that out.
Or yes.
To
pick it out. And it's amazing how that works, because it's in the same spot. You know, all the other juices are there, but you will sit there on the phone with your wife like, I can't find the Tropicana.
Because
I have no idea where
it's at.
The
whole purpose of a logo, especially when it comes to food or something like that, when you go to the grocery store, most people are pretty loyal to their brand. You can look at a shelf of 5,000 items. You know exactly where it is.
Right.
Just because the logo. So if you change your logo to something, you're right. I would be looking at it and go, babe, I'm telling you.
You look at that, and no hate to it, but that looks like a Safeway brand. That looks like a Fred Meyer brand. Again, no hate to the quality or anything like that.
It looks like it's organic and like an upper tier.
Yes.
Overpriced.
Yes.
Correct.
And yet somehow less quality.
Right. It's OJ.
Like, generic does not even begin to describe how lame that looks.
I'll also say this. That's in a carton.
Yeah.
I like to be able to see my OJ.
I'm with you.
I want to clear things that way, so I can see the pulp level.
I don't ever accidentally buy pulp.
Right. Seriously. I mean, that is very helpful.
Yes.
Or grab a grapefruit juice accidentally, or whatever the hell.
I still struggle when, like, you ever drink that water out of the box?
No.
Water out of the box.
It's just water, but it's in a box. And it's like, hey, man, it's in a box. It's safer for the environment. But I'm with you. I don't know why.
Same with that water in a can, death, whatever.
Back in 1975, again, these are times companies tried to make something better, but made it worse instead. You guys remember that there was a competition between JVC's and VHS, or rather, JVC's VHS and Sony had their own. It was called
Betamax.
Yep. In the first format war, let's see, Sony believed consumers would prioritize superior picture quality. However, they made two critical mistakes. Betamax tapes had a shorter recording time, and Sony refused to license its technology broadly to other manufacturers.
Uh-huh. And before that, they had Laserdisc.
Yep.
But you could not record onto it.
Correct.
So the problem was with that format was that you could play something.
Right.
But you just couldn't store anything on it.
Right. Making it useless. McDonald's Arch Deluxe back in 1996.
Oh.
I like the Arch Deluxe, man.
So they were losing market share and decided to introduce a more grown-up burger to appeal to a sophisticated adult palate. The Arch Deluxe featured a fancier potato roll and a mustard mayo sauce. Backed by an expensive marketing campaign featuring Ronald McDonald on the golf course, the product failed completely. Customers were not looking for a fancy, expensive burger at McDonald's. It was removed from the menu after becoming one of the most expensive product flops in fast food history.
Here's the thing. It's not the sophisticated people don't go to McDonald's, but even the most sophisticated person on earth, if they go to McDonald's, they just want McDonald's.
That's right.
That's all.
And again, I loved it. I was 16.
There you go.
So the Arch Deluxe wasn't the hot side hot and the cool side cool.
No, that was the
icy hot.
There was like that's all Jordan and like that, but that stuff was like 80s, early 90s.
Couple of honorable mentions here. It was Microsoft's answer to the iPod.
Oh, the Zune.
The Zune did not work at all.
Hey, I used to have a Microsoft phone.
Did you really?
I love that thing.
Nice work, dude. Netflix. Anybody remember Quixtar back in 2011?
I do not.
She remembers.
They announced it to be spinning off the DVD business to a new company called Quixtar. In addition to creating confusion, the move forced customers to maintain two separate accounts and websites for their services. It also came months after Netflix had controversially raised its prices. The backlash was immediate and severe. It did not work. They lost 2 million subscribers and a 75% stock drop after that.
Damn.
Yeah. But then this is the number one time a company tried to make something better but made it worse instead. And in fact, In 1985, they gave it the new brand. It's
Coca-Cola.
New Coke. That's right. They changed the 99-year-old formula to create a sweeter version called New Coke in an attempt to compete with Pepsi. After an expensive market research campaign, the company believed the flavor change was was what consumers wanted, but the launch was a massive failure. Loyal customers were furious over the loss of their beloved original, prompting outrage and 40,000 complaint letters within 79 days.
And back then, you actually had to write a letter.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah. Why do you think companies spend so much, even if they're successful with something, all right? But they spend the amount of money they spend to come up with something, you could ask a third grade class.
Right.
And they would reach the same conclusion you will, except they would do it in 2 minutes for free.
Right.
Ford, right? Ford introduced what's their current slogan? Drive One, right? It is what it is. The amount of money they spend for someone to eventually, after months, to say, well, the cars... How about Drive One? Like, you spent millions of freaking dollars?
Right.
That is exactly what my children would tell you if you said, hey, here's our car. What should we say? I don't know.
No, there was that, but there was Pepsi Clear.
That's right.
Which was a complete Pepsi failure, Clear. Too.
A woman on TikTok's home has been infested, and they're showering her with golden pungent smiles.
Showering? You mean like showering?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What is that all about?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to the weekend and drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast the Parma Heights Police Department of Parma Heights,
New Jersey.
Ohio.
Ohio. Damn.
Really?
I swear to God. Parma Heights, Ohio. Earlier this week, the police in Parma Heights, Ohio, they sprang into action when something escaped from a local homeowner's front yard and started aimlessly rolling throughout the town. Now, body cam footage showed the pursuit as one officer finally managed to corner the thing. And then, with the assistance of a member of the public, they managed to hold it in place on the side of the road. Now, eventually, the cops stuffed it into the back of a patrol car for transport. Boom.
Jesus, oh, man.
Come on, dude.
Keep it together.
Alcohol abuse.
I just got to suck it out of my pants now. But eventually...
Damn it.
That's my opening line to my wife. But eventually, the cops stuff it into the back of the patrol car for transport back to the owner's yard. But we're toasting them because the escapee in question was a giant inflatable pumpkin.
Oh,
dude, they had to chase this thing for miles, apparently. But yeah, they eventually got a hold of it.
God damn it.
So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
Thank you. So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
Your winner on a Bad Choice Friday coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.